Woof, woof, woof. Arf, arf, arf. Noted pet expert Steve Dale has joined us today.
Yes.
It's weird that you're here today because Tiki the dog is getting to be older. He's a senior citizen, and he has started lifting his leg in the same spot of our house. He did it in front of us. Like, now I'm like, okay, Tiki, what are you doing?
How old is Tiki?
He is about 10 or 11.
Is that senior citizen? Because I know 65 is
he's
senior
a big
citizen
dog.
For humans, 10 or 11 for dogs.
Yeah, how big is Tiki? I should know. But
he's about 67 pounds.
Yeah. So what the dogs can have is a canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome, which is a fancy way of saying a canine version of Alzheimer's.
It seems like it. He walks around and cries a lot. All he wants is it's just like whining, but all he wants is for Jimmy Mac to take him for a walk. And then he comes back happy. But he walked right past my son, Dylan, wagging his tail, went to the spot near our TV, lifted his leg right while Dylan was sitting there. So I ordered this belly band thing today, which is basically, it goes around their unit. You know, and you put a woman's maxi pad in there, and if they go, they go.
Yeah.
Did you get this in the back of a comic book? Where'd you get this?
A lot of senior dogs have this problem.
Yeah, I know.
I got black. They have all different colors, but he's black. I got black, so it would blend in, because now he's going to be embarrassed that he has to wear a diaper pads, because he's a boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know what else to do.
Talk to your veterinarian. There are some products that can help. There are signs of cognitive dysfunction in dogs. One of them is exactly what you describe, and that's forgetting house training. Another is, there's an acronym for everything, right? There is for this, DISHA. D-I-S-H-A, and if I can remember what they all are, the D is for disorientation. So dogs that are like me at times walk into a room and forget why they're there.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, act confused, and maybe that's what you're describing as well. The I is for interactions, changes in interactions between family members. The S, I don't remember exactly, sleep-wake cycle. So we know older dogs sleep more. But for the dog to sleep somehow even more and or get up in the middle of the night and pace or during the day kind of live for nothing else but to sleep. An activity level kind of goes with what I just said. Again, dogs as they age are going to do less, but dogs that seem uninterested in doing like anything. And that's not your dog.
No, he wants to go out all the time.
Yeah.
He pants a lot, though, and that... Can be an issue.
Yeah, so that can mean pain.
Yeah.
It could be a sign of cognitive dysfunction.
Yeah.
Right.
My poor baby's getting
apart.
Old.
You don't let him drive anymore, do you?
No.
So talk to your veterinarian. There are some products. If your veterinarian says yes, this is sort of early cognitive dysfunction, then there are some products that will help. You know, they may fend off. There's even nutritional ways in which you can help to potentially fend off cognitive dysfunction. But it's just like people, you know, there's no magic
at some point,
he
right,
still
though?
Plays,
well,
though.
Maybe. No, that's a great sign.
Yeah.
That's a great sign.
Tail wagging when you get home. Lifting the leg.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like doom and gloom except for your furniture, but you have solved the problem.
The television speaker. That's what he... Out of anything in the whole house, one carpeted room. Where does he go? Carpeted room.
Yeah.
So belly band. I'll show it to you, Bill. Maybe I'll get you
I'm
one.
No, I'm good.
I don't know about that. I've seen the studio.
What colors do they come in? Just out of curiosity?
There's camouflage, which I wanted to get. And Jim's like, it's going to show.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, well, that's, you know, it's camouflage. You're not supposed to see it.
Yeah. But I'd go Day-Glo. Do they have the Day-Glo colors?
They do.
They do like a lime green or something.
I am Italian.
They glow in the dark?
Yeah.
No, I'm just getting black because it matches his coat. But I've read about these things, and, you know, if they go, it goes in there, and then, you know, I can finally get the carpeting cleaned for the eighth time.
Right. And you could take him out more often if you can. I mean, that would be...
Right. More often. He likes his 2-mile walks every day. He gets two of them.
Does he take 2 miles to actually do his business? Or
no,
do
it's
that
just
soon?
He likes to go for
a
walk.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good sign. For many reasons. And it's good for your dog. I have some amazing news.
Talk to us,
Steve.
So we have heard, and you've read, and I've probably talked about on your show, how dogs can detect different kinds of cancer.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me. Mm-hmm.
But what do you do with that information? So I would love it if every time you went to a doctor's office,
A little bell would go up.
There was, or yeah, right.
Your muffins are done, Steve.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or there was.
Steve always bakes blueberry muffins.
That's why we love to have
them.
They're
ready. Delicious.
Except they're dog muffins. Did you know that?
That's the downside.
They're good for you, though. You won't get distemper or anything. So the great news is that dogs can detect these cancers, but what do you do with that information is what I was saying. I mean, it would be nice if there were a dog in every doctor's office. So every time you went to a doctor, you saw your doctor and then a dog would sniff you. But that's probably not going to be covered by our insurance.
Mm-hmm. It should be, though.
I know. I don't think that's a reality. So what do you do with all this? And there's a researcher at PenVet who's working with Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness. That's an organization, as it happens, that's based in Chicago. And what she is doing is saying, okay, dogs aren't just smelling cancer. They're smelling something. They are smelling specific chemicals. Let's identify what those chemicals are and work with physicists and chemists to figure it out. And she's doing that. And then she's going back to the dogs and confirming with the dogs, is this really what you're smelling? And the dogs are kind of saying yes or no. She is on her way to doing this. Now, here's how this matters. There may be, as a result of this, an early blood test for ovarian cancer.
Because they know what they're looking for in the blood test, what kind of chemical?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
And depending on funding, because it always does depend on funding, she's like a couple of years, the researcher, Dr. Cynthia Otto, she's just a couple of years away from doing this or sooner. And then U.S. government approval, and that takes a couple more years. But who would have ever thought? Now, I'm told by doctors that ovarian cancer and other kinds of cancers, too, there really are very few symptoms. And
until it's too late.
Yeah. So if there were a simple blood test that were routine that women could take in the case of ovarian cancer, and the researcher says, by the way, Dr. Otto says that if we could do this for ovarian cancer, I'm sure we can probably figure it out. Now we've got the recipe for other kinds of cancers that similarly require an early diagnosis for a good prognosis.
Do you know who Brett Hudson is?
One of the Hudson brothers.
Right, he's the youngest Hudson brother. He told me a story a couple years ago about his dog. He had a dog for years. And all of a sudden, the dog had never done this before. He would lick a part of his neck. Every time he'd see him, he'd run up towards him and lick the part of his neck. And he thought it was odd, but didn't know what to make of it. He went in and found out he had throat cancer in the exact place where the dog kept looking. Yeah.
And you don't want to have a dog?
No.
It's good
medicine.
Well,
you just don't want to be licked.
I don't want to be licked.
But
Steve,
also,
stay on your side of the panel.
I know. That's a problem. I see Bill. I want to lick him, you know.
What does that detect?
That's why you got to have rules, Wendy.
I don't want to stray from the cancer, but it is amazing to me, about the when blood sugar goes down in a diabetic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a chemical response that they're sensing as well, correct?
So there are now many organizations, and our friend Vicky Santo
is
the founder of one of them, Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Foundation, and she trains, not herself, but dog trainers, trains dogs, although Vicky's a pretty good trainer with horses, incidentally.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, but she the trainer trains dogs to detect, and they are so good at this. Here's an example. She was telling me a story about the dogs also have to be socialized, so they have to learn how to go into all these places, and from the time they are very young. And the trainer was taking a dog to church with her. The dog alerted to someone like three pews up that this person who the dog had never even met before, had not bonded with before, dog was still a puppy in the process of being trained and alerted, and true enough, this person had a diabetic attack.
I can't believe how smart dogs are. Really can't.
It's not only how smart they are, but how bonded to us they are, and also what their nose can do.
For years, obviously, you had your bloodhounds and police dogs to follow these scents, and that's amazing to me, too. You just hold out an item of clothing, and then they can follow the trail. I mean,
they can.
Wow.
Yeah. So this
amazing.
Yeah. So there's going to be an event. I talk about it. It's on my website, stevedale.tv, a golfing event that's going to go on this afternoon. They won't let me attend that.
Because why, Steve?
They're not insured for golfers like me, they said.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Too dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I will be introducing Dr. Otto at an informal dinner tonight, so you can still attend if you like. It's all on my website to help support. And who doesn't know someone, unfortunately, who's succumbed to either ovarian cancer or any of the other kind of long list of cancers that have these silent symptoms. People just don't know at first.
All right. Is there a website for Dr. Cynthia Otto as well in this PenVet or whatever you mentioned?
That's PenVet, but I don't honestly know the website off the top of my head. But there is information. She has information there. She is the one. She's very famous in veterinary medicine. She's the one who there was a concern that the dogs after 9/11 would get ill because of everything they were inhaling. And she's the one that did the research on that. And when now all the dogs have passed away just because too much time has gone by. But she has done necropsies, that's animal autopsies, on all these dogs and has learned a lot as a result. I mean, she's an amazing, brilliant person.
All right. Well, go to stevedale.tv, and links are there. And if you'd like to donate as well, or if you can make it tonight, shall we take a break?
Yeah, quick break, and then more with Steve. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200 is the way to reach us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. We are chatting with noted pet expert Steve Dale. You can hear him on Sunday mornings. What time are you on?
6:30.
No, I'm not looking at you funny. No, I usually hear you. For some reason, I wake up at 6:30 every day.
Well,
now,
your guests in the
weekends.
Studio have heard me in the shower.
I binge listen, Steve. I've got the whole season.
Well, it could
be.
You could podcast. Yeah. You know, it's all podcasted.
Right.
So
it's more fun that way.
Sure.
Can we take some questions from listeners?
Oh, of course.
At 312-981-7200. Susan's on the line. Hi, Susan.
Hi there. I've got a 80-pound Weimaraner. He's 12 years old. And he's having hip problems. He takes Rimadyl or something like that, the generic form. Mm-hmm. Is it a good idea to take him for a walk every single day? We only go about a half a mile or a mile or three quarters of a mile throughout the day. But should I continue with that? Because I see him fall.
Oh.
You know, I see him slip. The hip, the right hip slips.
Yeah.
And I've talked to the doctor, but they said, you know, I keep thinking, should I keep active, giving him active? Because otherwise he sleeps all day long because he's 12.
Yeah. So depending is the answer to the question. So at the end of my answer, nothing matters except your veterinarian's advice. Your veterinarian knows your dog, and I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a behavior consultant. However, I can say that in general, it's a good thing that you're walking your dog. And the idea is to stop. If you could figure out what that magic, you know, if it's two blocks, a half a block, whatever that is for your dog. And it can depend, you know. So on a really hot day, it's a shorter walk for an older dog, right?
Yeah.
The question,
we don't go.
Right. And you're not going to go when it's 40 below in the winter. Not that we will ever see that again in Chicago.
I know.
So it really, it's going to be like this throughout the year. But it really depends as part of that answer. Depending on all those things. But having said that, movement is good. Activity is good. So really good. And the other thing that you might want to ask your veterinarian about, again, depending on what's going on with your dog, is the potential of rehabilitation. Rehab for older dogs. So they go on these underwater, for Tiki too, they go on these underwater treadmills and do things like that that really can be helpful. Swimming, just so you don't overdo it. So swimming is not weight-bearing. Some dogs will overdo it. You know, a lot of dogs will overdo it if they like to swim. So you have to limit the time. You're the adult there to step in because they don't know when enough is enough. But all of these are ideas that might be able to help. And if the Rimadyl or the generic for Cosequin is what you're taking, if that's not right. So if that's not doing the trick, you could ask your veterinarian about another product as well. There are lots of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for dogs now. But I don't know that, again, it depends on what's wrong with the dog as to whether anything will do the trick. So I'm not sure. Have I answered the question?
No, but it's tough to do it. And does your dog enjoy the walks? Because
God, yes.
Well, then
keep doing it again, but don't go. You know, you're better off, again, here. I don't know your life and your schedule, but if you could do shorter walks and more of them, that's a great idea.
I think you told me watch him. And when we see that time where he starts to slip, that's when we stop our walk.
Yeah, but then you got to go home. So the idea is that happens.
But once I get into the habit of watching him and seeing just how far before that happens, then I limit the walk.
Yeah, and
you did answer.
Okay, great. And more of the walks, and because your dog loves them. You know, and we don't even understand, you know. So when the dog sniffs a blade of grass, we don't even understand for sure what they're comprehending. But we do know they're smelling other dogs that have been there. They're getting the 411 on the neighborhood as if dogs that aren't even there are giving business cards out.
Oh, that's business,
they,
all
yeah,
right.
They're
leaving their business cards.
And from that business, they understand a whole lot about other dogs in the neighborhood, and they love it.
Well, he sees he smells a lot of business cards, that's for sure.
Good luck, Susan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pets need to look forward to things just like people, right, Steve? I mean, mm-hmm. there's an element of that for pets. If
actually true.
Right?
It yeah, sure. Sure. So you know what this time of year is? It is heartworm season.
I was going to say heartworm season.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah. And the heartworm comes from mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And they deliver it to dogs, potentially cats as well. And I have exciting new news for you.
What is your new news?
So if you talk to people, and I'm sure you do frequently from the Centers for Disease. Yeah.
Sure.
You would talk to people.
Yeah.
Especially from the Centers for Disease Control. That you play tennis with these guys a mm-hmm. lot, probably, mm-hmm. and talk about how to prevent mosquito disease in developing countries, they will talk about using a multimodal approach, doing more than one thing. So not just doing one thing, like just spraying the area, mm-hmm. but they will say, do this, do this, do this. So use mosquito netting, do insecticides, eliminate pools of water that mosquitoes breed in, do all these different things. In dogs, we've just been saying historically, use a heartworm preventive. Good thing, an important thing.
Yeah.
But now experts are saying, you know, we need to do more than that probably.
Uh-oh, really?
And there happens to be one product that repels mosquitoes and kills them, and it's also a flea and tick preventive. So it's kind of a good bang for your buck, and it provides that double defense that is helpful against heartworm, because right now, what has happened with mosquitoes and heartworm disease in dogs is the same as has happened in people, in places. They've built up a resistance to these products in places. So I'm not saying you shouldn't use traditional heartworm preventive. Please use traditional heartworm preventive. Please, please, please. But now I am saying, in addition to that, and it doesn't cost you extra money because you need a good flea and tick preventive anyway.
I don't put a collar on Tiki. I just give him the frontline pills for heartworm. But what's a good...
This product is called Vectra 3D.
Okay.
Vectra 3D.
Got it.
And it's one of those spot-on products as well.
Steve, thank you so much.
It's an honor to be here.
It's noted pet expert Steve Dale, stevedale.tv, or visit him on Facebook. And if he offers you a business card, politely decline, because we've learned something completely
different.
Just leave
it on the lawn, Steve.
Right, that's it. Thank you, Steve.
Very nice.
Great to see you. We'll take a quick break and then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.